the fear to do something is the one that always prevents us from doing wonders. That fear is always there. It is always lingering in our minds. That fear is the one that makes us not to succeed in our pastoral work, in our initiatives, unless we expel the fear from our hearts, we cannot begin anything. And so, as bishops and as priests and as lay people and as engineers, we have come together to push our energies together so that all of us together have no fear of embarking to build this building that is going to stand here. Because the Lord has gathered us, has gathered our ideas. We have been deliberating since 2023. We have spoken several times about how it is important to have a building of the Palika, so that this building will be for training the pastoral agents in both Sudan and South Sudan. And finally, there was a question of money. Money, money, money. We don't have donors to help us. But the bishop thought of it and say, our land itself is money. We don't need to look outside in order to build the palaces or the palikas. No, we look inside us, in our land, we can build palaces that people, even in Europe, will also appreciate that you have done well in your church. As I say, unless we get rid of fear, we will not do anything good for ourselves. As we grow spiritually, it's necessary, but we also have to grow physically. We have to build better houses for ourselves, for our institutions. We have to build, both spiritually and materially. And God, who has given us this opportunity, will always continue to support us as bishops, but also as priests, as engineers, as lay people, and He will always strengthen us to continue to dream. Our dreams to have a better places is not limited. It's always there. And God will accompany us. God loves those who dream. And in their dreams, God will always support their courage. And in their courage, God will always push them ahead in order to realize that that courage and that dream has become true in a physical structures and in the transformation of a human being.